You're building a monster. We'll help you succeed. We'll go out and dig up whatever you need. We've been expelled from a dozen schools. They say body snatching's against the rules. So now we are known as the dropout ghouls. But we're still a swell bunch of kids. All right, swing. The crazy saxophone player. He's a swinger. Where did we dig him up? That's a nice tomb he's playing there. We'll have to use him at our next grand opening, too. All right, enough of this cursing around there. Everyone back to work. Last one in is a rotten grave robber. Careful, that's a grave accusation you're making there. Don't leave a stone unturned. Shoot.
Oh, yeah, CKUW 95.9 FM. It is the Night Danger Radio Show. It is the 6th annual Halloween Terror-tacular, and I hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying playing it. We're live in the studios at the University of Winnipeg in downtown Winnipeg, in spooky downtown Winnipeg. And, well, it's 2:01. We only got 59 more minutes to go. But, hey, we better tell you what we played. We just played Gene Moss, and we're probably going to play Gene Moss every year with Ghoul Days from Dracula's Greatest Hits from 1964, and RCA Records put that out. We heard the Crewnecks before that with Rockin' Zombie from a compilation called Mostly Ghostly, which came out in 2010 on Ace Records. We heard Bobby Please and the Pleasers with The Monster. And again, These Ghoulish Things, 2005, Ace put that one out as well. We heard another Halloween Safety, Part 2. That was put out in 1977 on Centron, which is a TV station, or was a TV station in the United States of America. We heard Johnny Eager before that with The Howl. Ow! From Intoxica Presents Hipster Halloween. Actually, we heard two in a row from that comp. We heard The Naturals with The Mummy before that. And we heard Al Zanino, a song called In the Vampire's Lair. From The Vampire Speaks, which came out in 97. And off the top, it was Jake and Jim with Midnight Monster Hop. From Hollow Scream 2, Horrors of the Black Museum, which came out in 2022 on Atomicat. Another wicked compilation. That is faux show. So I'm looking ahead at what I all had planned, and it looks like, it was a good try by me, but we're definitely going to run out of time here. But listen, we're going to change gears a little bit here. Normally on Night Danger Radio, we get a little bit heavy. We do a little bit of punk rock. We do a little bit of surf music. We do a little bit of garage, and we're going to do a little bit of that now. We're going to start with a legendary band that I don't play nearly enough on this station, but they're a band called The Misfits. You probably heard of them. Let's go with them. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Halloween Terror Tackler's got about an hour left to go. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Ghouls in heaven, oh, this is a ghoul. last night. She's got a skirt that's loose and tight. I'm telling you, I've got an itch. She's my witch. I love her cause she's good and bad. Mess around and you've been had. I got a key to master switch. She's my witch. She likes to rock to a crazy song. Every night she's wailing on. She's a chick with a wicked twitch. She's my witch.
Graveyard at night has driven many a poor soul to utter madness. If you value your sanity, do not stray into the evil darkness that surrounds the tombs, crypts, and mausoleums. Here, ghosts wail and moan, skeletons rattle, trying to escape their imprisoning coffins. Grimacing skulls gasp a death rattle. You have entered the nightmare of lost souls.
Thank you. Hi, this is Death Cassette, and you're listening to Night Danger Radio on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Yeah!
Listener-driven, never corporate-programmed. This is independent radio. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
We're the graveyard tramps. We rise from our graves to make men our slaves.
When guys climb in our coffins, they never come back.
When the moon comes up, we'll take you down.
We get our hands on every stiff in the joint.
Graveyard Tramps. Rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Your headless ghost, I surely would expire.
push a shopping cart like a stepper and a wife. You stoop like the hunchback of Notre Dame. Now you're doing the Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance like the voodoo curse. The Halloween dance like some satanic verse.
CKUW 95.9 FM. It is the Night Danger Radio Show in the middle of the dang night. It's 2:24 in the AM. It's episode 285, and this is our Halloween Terratacular. Yeah, today is October 30th. It's the night before Halloween. Remember there used to be a thing called Gate Night, where like you could go out and you like toilet paper someone's tree or something? I don't think that exists anymore. They had that in Detroit as well, but it was serious. They used to burn down like all the abandoned buildings and stuff, and it was a bit more serious than it was here. But I don't think it exists anymore in Winnipeg, which is probably a good thing actually. So, but yeah, for me, October 30th is pumpkin carving, jack-o'-lantern carving night, and. Yeah, so maybe you're listening to this and you're carving up a sweet jack-o'-lantern to stick in the window or stick outside with a candle or some light bulb or something in it and make your lawn and your house and your apartment or wherever you're at look all cool and stuff. Yeah, boy, there's a lot of stuff in my neighborhood up, like a lot of those blow-up things, which look pretty sweet, like ghosts, goblins, you know, everything. So anyway, we better not talk too much because I got to fit in as much music as I can here. We just heard the Reverend Horton Heat from Texas with Halloween Dance from a compilation called Halloween Hootenanny, which came out in 1998 on Zombie Agogo Records. Calgary's own The Forbidden Dimension before that with Creepsville. I think that's my favorite Forbidden Dimension song. From a record called Every Twisted Tree Watches As You Pass, 2017, and that's Sounds Escaping, which is a label right here in Winnipeg. In fact, it's a label run by someone named Patrick Michaelishan, who has the wonderful and frightening World of Patrick Michaelishan, and that's on Thursday night. So he is actually on the air on Halloween night. So stay tuned, folks. I've heard some of his Halloween shows before. I'm not sure he's doing one, but If he is, it'll be epic. It'll be scary good. The Cramps before that was Zombie Dance from a record called Songs the Lord Taught Us from 1980. IRS Records put it out. We heard some spoken word stuff, which we kind of haven't been doing tonight too much. But anyways, we heard Nightmare of Lost Souls from Monster Mash Sounds of Terror, which came out in 1974 on Pickwick Records. We heard the Fuzz Tones before that. God, we don't play the Fuzz Tones enough on this show. She's My Witch from their record Monster A Go Go, 1992, Screamin' Skull Records. The Groovy Ghoulies, a band who used to come to Winnipeg all the time, and they're from California. We heard Graveyard Girlfriend from Reanimation Festival, 1997, Lookout Records put it out. And off the top, another band we don't play enough, The Misfits, Ghouls Night Out, from a record called 12 Hits from Hell, which was put out in 2001 on Caroline Records. Listen, let's get to it. We do a little bit of heavy metal on this show. I've got a little bit of punk, a little bit of metal, a little bit of folk, a little bit of country, a little bit of whatever. I got a little bit of whatever, for my musical tastes. And so we're going to play, we're going to play a song that we'll play every single year on the Night Danger Radio Terror-tacular show. It's a band called Helloween from Germany. This is a 13-minute song of excellence called Halloween. But first, let's get to another ghost story. Here we go. It's CKUW. It's 95.9 FM. The Night Danger Radio Show's Terror-tacular is going for about another half hour. Here we go.
Sue always went to the 7 o'clock Sunday morning service at her church. Usually she heard the clanging of the church bells while she was eating breakfast. But this morning, she heard them while she was still in bed. That means I'm late, she thought. Sue jumped out of bed, quickly dressed, and left without eating or looking at the clock. It was still dark outside, but it usually was dark at this time of year. Sue was the only one on the street. The only sound she heard was the clatter of her shoes on the pavement. Everybody must already be in church, she thought. Sue took a shortcut through the cemetery. Then she quietly slipped into the church and found a seat. The service had already begun. When she caught her breath, Sue looked around. The church was filled with people she had never seen before. But the woman next to her did look familiar. Sue smiled at her. It's Gillian Ferris, she thought. But she's dead. She died a month ago. Suddenly, Sue felt uneasy. She looked around again. As her eyes began to adjust to the dim light, Sue saw some skeletons in suits and dresses. This is a service for the dead, Sue thought. Everybody here is dead, except me. Sue noticed that some of them were staring at her. They looked angry, as if she had no business there. Gillian Ferris leaned toward her and whispered, "Leave right after the benediction if you care for your life." When the service came to an end, the minister gave his blessing. "The Lord bless you and keep you," he said. "The Lord make his face to shine upon you." Sue grabbed her coat and walked quickly toward the door. When she heard footsteps behind her, she glanced back. Several of the dead were coming toward her. Others were getting up to join them. "The Lord lift up his countenance to you," the minister went on. Sue was so frightened, she began to run. Out the door she ran, with a pack of shrieking ghosts at her heels. "Get out!" one of them screamed. Another shouted, "You don't belong here!" and ripped her coat away. As Sue ran through the cemetery, a third grabbed the hat from her head. "Don't come back!" it screamed and shook its arm at her. By the time Sue reached the street, the sun was rising and the dead had disappeared. Did this really happen? Sue asked herself. Or have I been dreaming? That afternoon, one of Sue's friends brought over her coat and hat, or what was left of them. They had been found in the cemetery, torn to shreds.
Never before so much paralyzing terror as in this hair-raising orgy of sadism, influenced by the shocking writings of the evil, depraved Marquis de Sade. Bloody Pit of Horror.
Starring Mickey Hargitay as the Crimson Executioner.
They come to photograph seductive models against a medieval background and find themselves helplessly trapped in a castle of horrors. At the mercy of the twisted perversions of a madman who satisfies his lust by torturing his victims with the bone-breaking rack, the razor-sharp sword, the scalding, boiling oil, the deadly spider web. These and other fiendish torments make Bloody Pit of Horror one of the most terrifying films ever made.
choice, redeemed or enslaved.
Here's the snake.
W95.9 FM. It is the Night Danger Radio Show. Halloween Terror-tacular. Oh. on CKW. All right, we're back, and it's already 2:47 in the morning, and we better get on with this. But it was an easy one to announce here. We just heard Halloween from Germany with a song called Halloween from an incredible record called Keeper of the Seven Keys Part 1. That came out in 1987 on RCA, and that, to me, is probably a top 10 heavy metal record of all times. There's a few of those around for sure. We heard Old Grey Goose, or various artists, I guess you could say, with Mystery Church from Scary Stories for Halloween. It was put out in 1999 on Troll Records. So listen, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to try and creep everybody out with this last set of weirdness and craziness and spookiness and the whole works. Let me just check something. Next week, I should tell you, I don't know what I'm doing, which is, yeah, I mean, hey man, be quiet for a second. Listen to this guy. What is so funny? Ah. Whoa. Well, that shut him up. My God. Sounds like someone's digging something. It's creepy. Yeah. Yeah. Creepy. Well, I hope you have a creepy Halloween. I hope you have a safe Halloween, for sure. I hope you get lots of candy. It doesn't look like it's going to snow. Let's check it again. 5 degrees during the day. -3 is the low at night. Don't know when we're going to hit that -3. Let's just cut the difference, and we'll say it's going to be about 0 for the trick-or-treating. So the kids should be not too bad. And the S word does not look like it's going to happen. And if anyone's wondering, it's 3 degrees in Winnipeg. All right. This last set's creepy, I have to say. But we want to get creepy. Halloween's supposed to be creepy and fun, isn't it? Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you so much for listening. Keep listening to as many CKW shows, yeah, you got it, as possible. From all of us at the Night Danger Radio Show, we wish you a fond farewell and a very, very happy Halloween. Yeah. Have a great night.
This is Halloween by Dorothy Brown Thompson. Goblins on the doorstep, phantoms in the air, owls on witches' gateposts, giving stare for stare, cats on flying broomsticks, bats against the moon, stirrings round of fate cakes with a solemn spoon, whirling apple pairings, figures draped in sheets, dodging, disappearing, up and down the streets, jack-o'-lanterns grinning, shadows on a screen, shrieks and starts and laughs. This is Halloween.
Don't ever brag about what you do if you saw a ghost, or one will surely come. Don't slam the door because you might pinch some poor soul in it. Don't leave sharp knives lying around either, or some wandering spirit or ghost might get cut with them. Don't go looking over the graveyard wall. If you do, you will see ghosts. Don't laugh at ghosts. They are no joke. In Germany, they say, don't bring an elder branch into the house because ghosts will come in with it. If ever you come upon an old hat or a piece of clothing lying on the ground with a stick across it, don't pick it up. The stick is a sign that it belongs to a ghost. Don't touch it. Don't yawn without covering your mouth with your hand. Ghosts are attracted by yawning. Some people say they will peer in and count your teeth or your fillings. But a very common belief in the world is that your soul can slip out when you yawn, and some ghost can slip in. If this happens, you will sicken and die. Don't ever speak to a ghost unless you really want it to answer, because ghosts have to answer as soon as spoken to.
Whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantment, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Long ago, herbs and fire were used to influence the gods. The pungent aromas were meant to stimulate the senses of the deity. And when the deity was aroused, the deity was compassionate. If you would like special favors from the gods, honor them. The gods will protect their own. I know a god who controls all physical power. With his help, you will be able to generate the impulses needed to attract a multitude of lovers. His name is Jupiter. He is the god of creativity. Raw creativity. If you acknowledge him by lighting candles in his name, he will reward you with great seductive energy.